Then you'll offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
Now this means you put your penis in the woman's anus. I've had vaginal sex hundreds of times. And I was at home masturbating.
Desi.
It's a vagina fart. Oh my god, he knows I'm high. Like, it slipped. And I remember I had him stop because it hurt really bad. But a few minutes in, I was like, okay, try it again.
Robert.
Does that mean, like, guys are really hung back then? If your husband loves blowjobs, you better fucking learn to love that shit.
Urethra.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM.
What a week. What a week. What a week.
Yeah.
Time to vent.
To vent? What's going on?
I don't know, man. I've just been noticing this week there's been an abundance of dumbasses out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, an abundance. I don't know if it's a time of year. The summer thing is over. It's transitioned into fall, but people are turning into morons.
I saw some dumbasses this morning get into an accident in the corner of my house.
That's because of weather. Like, it's cold and it's raining and people don't know how to drive in the fucking rain. It's like, slow down.
Yeah, that's all you do. Slow
your roll, niggas.
Down. And bitches.
Bitches.
Drivers out there, dumbasses.
But we don't want to start the show off on a
negative note.
Yeah, we want to start a show off on a
negative Nancy's.
Good note.
I got positive Paul's.
I got great, great sex last night.
Oh, good job. I saw that. I saw that post. Yes, she said, my girl put it on me.
Yes, she
or
did.
Something like that.
And
right?
I had to space each word out because...
Yeah, that's why I read it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she
put it on me.
It's one of those... She put that thing on me. Whatever that thing is that girls have, that you girls have, that makes you buy shit and, you know, that whatever that is, she put that on me,
okay?
You mean
that muscle between her legs that we can squeeze?
That.
Kegels.
That, yeah, yeah. She really put that on me, and I fell asleep in the fetal position again.
Wow.
Yeah, sucking my thumb.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Props to hot manager Denise.
Yeah, she put it down, so that's why.
I haven't had any male sex lately.
So. Yeah, you've been
good job,
you,
Denise.
Thank
good
you,
job.
You, Denise, there you go. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, no male sex.
No male sex for you, Desi?
No, I haven't.
You've been hanging out with the lesbian, because
yeah,
you
I'm
go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm kind of over guys at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really over, I'm just, you know.
You're into scissoring. I mean, more. I mean, it's
just,
more interesting.
I guess I was on a guy streak for a really long time, and I'm still like going out with guys or whatever. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to start anything serious. So I'm just playing around with the girls.
Yeah, I hear you.
The ladies.
Hey, always
on a penis diet.
There you go.
I'm on a penis diet right now. I'm strictly vagina. I'm just kidding. I'm on a sushi diet.
It's always good for the show.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Ooh.
Yep. Hit that up a lot.
See the thing that where the seafood thing had got correlated to with the vagina thing, that's
it's
bad.
It's not
pussy.
A good thing.
It's not a good thing. If your shit smells like seafood, you need to get your shit checked out with your OBGYN or whatever that shit is.
What could you call it? Mostly clam? Wouldn't that be like a neutral term?
No, Robert, you are...
Because it looks like a clam.
But
it doesn't
smell
like
or
a
taste
clam.
Like a clam.
No.
See, Robert probably pictures a vagina cold and mushy and... Ew.
It's wet and warm.
No, I would say the closest thing to it would be like... You know, every time I do the wash and I dry my clothes and I throw that little strip of downy fabric softener into the thing, mm-hmm. That reminds me of vagina.
Why?
I don't know,
what
dude.
The fuck?
I don't
Hold
know,
on. Downy
what kind
softener?
Of vagina does Denise have?
I know. It's, well, I guess it's not like saggy wax.
It smells like peaches.
Me,
oh, the smell.
Yeah, the smell.
Oh,
just,
okay. So Denise has a really clean one.
Yes. Oh, very. Yeah. Just like every time I do wash, I want to have sex with her right after, dude. I just want to do it right after. It's hard, dude.
Wow.
So
I wonder if Denise knows that.
She, you know what? I don't think
does she ever make you do the laundry?
You know what? I can't lie. She does it most of the time. She's really good at that.
Okay, then she probably
But hey, when there's
knows.
A spider on the wall, I kill the damn spider.
Does That's that it. Make her hot?
That's about it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What? Does what make her hot?
Killing spiders?
No, I kill the spider.
Right.
Yeah,
when
no,
you
she's
kill the
afraid
spider,
of spider.
Does that make her hot for you?
No, no.
Oh.
Nah, it doesn't
well, don't
like
kill
that.
The spider then.
I, you know what? I don't like killing spiders. I like to put them outside, but she's arachnophobia and all this. So, yeah, so she does watch I kill the spiders. That's how our balance is in our relationship.
Gotcha.
Yep. And she, no, I'm just playing. So, yeah, that's mine. So, you and Tim do any dirty shit? No, I'm just playing. just
I wouldn't tell you because you don't want to hear
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, I don't actually. No. Thank you.
Bleep!
Wait. Now, here, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh,
we just cut it out.
That's nasty.
We're gonna cut that part
7 second delay.
We're gonna cut that part out.
My ears are bleeding. Just kidding.
So back to Destiny stories. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, let's see. I grabbed out some boobs on Friday.
Let's hear the right gay stories now.
The vagina ones.
So I want to know, big time coming up. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. Are you guys even fucking registered to vote? Don't lie to me.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, when you did it at the DMV that one time, does that count?
When you were 8 years ago? No.
I should probably re-register because I think I'm registered in the last city I used to live in.
Yeah, so you're not registered correctly, so your vote's not going to mean jack shit.
Well, yeah, I think I need to register to vote since we got that weed thing coming up.
Yeah,
so.
that enough should be, you know,
that's
a reason
my job
for you.
On the line. Right
hopefully,
there.
All the stoners band together and actually register this year.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Don't forget, man. Hey, every stoner
don't be lazy, man.
They should do something like every stoner that registers gets a free joint from the fucking dispensary.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Dispensaries.
Ooh, all you dispensaries out there.
Thinking outside of the
have
box.
Have someone bring in their proof.
Free
they
joint with every
voted.
I voted sticker.
Exactly.
Damn, Desi, bring that up to your job, dude.
I am.
No, you really need to bring that up. That's a smart.
We got like 4,000 patients. So
there
like...
you go, dude. That'll definitely bring back customers.
I wonder if there's a way to get the word out. Posting blogs on weedmaps.com. Put comments up there.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
I'm going to tell my job tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, I think you need to, Desi. That's a great idea.
Somebody can sit at work at your job and just sit there all day and post comments on other people's weed maps thing and say, hey, you should do this. We should all band together.
Yep.
Start a movement.
See, I personally don't know shit about what's going on, to be honest with you. You know, I go by who has the cooler commercials. Because if you're ever sitting at home late at night and you watch the anti, like Meg Whitman, she raped a black kid when she was 17.
She has a Mexican as a fucking like maid.
I'd be like, oh, I'm voting for Jerry Brown. I'm sorry. And then and then Jerry Brown's commercial comes on. Jerry Brown, he had a 16-year-old Asian sex slave. I'm like, damn, I'm voting for Meg. You never knew who to vote for, dude.
Don't listen to those commercials.
Yeah. Those commercials are funny, though, when you see them.
They're back
like,
and forth slander.
Yeah.
And it's funny how they do it because it's kind of like middle school. You're like, oh, Meg she Whitman's did this. Well, she did that.
Yeah.
Like, but in an adult way, in a commercial with money. You know, it's like.
And Meg Whitman's Pinocchio commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Her nose grows. And she's got that funny face on her.
And they pick the worst pictures. That's exactly. They pick the worst.
Well, they're not going to get her good side.
No, dude.
Make her look good while we make fun of her.
I don't think
it really is like playground stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's done in a polite manner, but like they're beating around the bush. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think Meg Whitman has a pretty side, actually. To be honest with you guys,
I don't think so. But she's an older lady. So what
an older, interesting lady.
Dusty, do you think she's hot?
Hell, fucking no, dude. And she did not look like that. Okay.
You already knew
to exactly. She put her to shame.
Damn,
okay?
Before I even said anything.
I know, because I saw Desi in the bag, ready to jump up and
you
shit.
Say it like, are you sure?
Yeah, no.
The fucking 114-year-old?
She was 33. She wasn't a day over 33.
This bitch got younger again.
God damn you guys. But I don't know, man. I don't know if... I mean, I'm going to vote, but you know, whatever. My vote doesn't mean shit anyway. I think it's all corrupt and
everybody's vote
scandals
means
and you know what I'm going to do?
Of course it is.
Just because of the whole Meg Whitman thing going on, I'm going to vote for the opposite person. I'm not voting because I think Jerry Brown, that was some pussy shit that he did. So just because of that, I'm just voting for Meg Whitman.
But he's already been governor and he screwed up.
Yeah, that too.
Oh,
apparently.
He's already had a run? Oh, he's dumb.
Yeah,
he,
like
he 25 doing?
Years ago or 30 years
ago.
Yeah,
and
he
did a bad job then, too.
Yeah, so
from what I hear,
that's what I heard.
He's wasting his fucking money.
And look, I like business. I like the business side of things. And fuck it, let some old, ugly white lady do it. I mean, hey, You know,
it's better than the fucking governing.
Exactly. I was gonna say it can't get any worse than what we fucking have had over the last 8 years. I mean, yeah, Jesus Christ, dude.
Now I have to go back to acting.
Oh crap!
There were some rumors actually out that he is signing the deal, like to get back into acting.
Really?
He swear did, to God. I think wasn't he in that Sylvester Stallone
The Expendables movie? Or something like that?
Oh, he was in recently in a movie. Really? No shit.
I think it's in a brief.
I didn't even know that. Interesting. Okay.
It was a cameo in the Expendables.
Oh, okay. Did he play the governor, or was he like?
He played an actual action hero.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who did he play? What was it, Rob?
And Brittany back there says insinuates that it's he's going to run for president.
Oh, hell no. Please, shit.
I don't think
he can. He's ineligible.
Jesus Christ. That
would
be horrible.
Is he even legal?
He's naturalized or something like that, but you have to be a U.S. citizen
in order
to be president.
Wow. I don't know. I just couldn't imagine that guy as the president.
You could be fucking governor, but you can't be fucking president. I mean, no. It's fucking stupid.
I think we did a bad job putting Arnold in the into the governor's seat anyway. I mean, we're going to run into Terminator soon.
I voted for Gary Coleman. I seriously am not bullshitting.
He fucking ran, too.
Fucking
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I was one of the 11,000 people who voted for Gary Coleman.
Yeah, he ran that one time.
I'm so proud to say.
I remember seeing his name on the ballot. It was so funny. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arnold from that stupid show.
Exactly. What was it again?
Different Strokes.
There you go. I was going to say, I heard it. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to California.
Just because you have money only and you're famous does not mean you can be fucking...
Mary Carey, the porn star.
Oh,
also.
God. She ran, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
I should have voted for her. Maybe she would have won.
Wow. That would have been interesting.
Nah, she was like a million votes
We would have been scared.
Yeah. We'd have been more trouble than we are now.
Yeah. Exactly. But I don't know. Everything would have been
We'd
pink.
Have been more in debt. She would have spent all the money.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if that would have happened?
If Mary Carey was...
You know what I've been watching lately? That show Sliders. You remember that show?
Yeah.
It was a show about this guy who found a wormhole to other worlds. And every week they go on a new adventure to a different world where everything is all fucked up.
Uh-huh.
There was one where San Francisco itself was a state prison.
Oh, nice. I like those kind of movies.
Where the Nazis ruled.
It was a
TV show.
Yeah, okay.
The Nazis ruled the United States.
Uh-huh. That's cool. I like those type of things.
And I can imagine one where Mary Carey is the governor. And there's like porn everywhere.
Pink buildings
That'd
and
be great.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Oh. See, she's kind of hot to me.
Everybody had to own like little tiny dogs and shit. Like,
oh, God.
Mary
Carey. Breast implants was mandatory.
But if you think of California, it kind of fits it.
No, like I hung out with like these people. Like I met a couple Marines and stuff and I hung out with their friends. And like one of them's from Tennessee. Another one's from like Virginia. And it's just the girl's like telling me like she's tripping out because like you Californians are so weird because everyone around here is like all tatted up and fucking expressive.
Oh, yeah.
She's like over there in Virginia, like if you have a tattoo, it's looked down upon. Like you have to take any piercing, any tattoo, anything that you have off and you have to hide it because, you know, if you're working and stuff. But like it's all everyone's really, really conservative. So she's just tripping out like how.
Damn, that's uptight.
And I'm looking at it like, oh, yeah, I guess I am from California. I have fucking tattoos and shit. So.
Oh, boy.
And if you leave your slave out too long.
Let's hear what's going on around the country.
Let's do it.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
Well, I think me and Denise have found out our perfect honeymoon, guys.
Really?
It's official. This has really been bugging us lately. Where are we going to go? Aruba? Is it Costa Rica? But we're officially going to Taiwan.
Taiwan?
What?
Yep. Because Taiwan is allowing small brothels.
What?
A certain law change. Taiwan's government plans to allow sex workers to set up small businesses in the latest change to laws that had once forced the huge industry underground. In a statement on its website, the ministry said it would consider brothels of 3 to 5 staff away from areas frequented by children. It will put plans to a cabinet and committee by the end of the year. So,
wait, what's a brothel?
A brothel is where you go to have sex. Yeah, where prostitutes.
Will Denise actually have sex with Chinese women with you?
I
don't
know.
That's
kind of gross.
That's still in debate, but, you know, we could watch.
Why don't you just go to Amsterdam?
Yeah, I want to go to Taiwan, damn it.
I
guess.
Just go to fucking West Covina.
It says prostitution was legal only in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, until 1997 when the city authorities made it a criminal offense to be a prostitute. though not to patronize one. The government began debating new laws 2 years ago after pressure from prostitute groups over the unfairness of the law. And basically, there's 600,000 sex-related workers in Taiwan, so it's big business, dude. It's big
fucking
business.
It's a lot of sex
business.
Going on.
Hell yeah. My type of place.
I like this story. Police find lost bong and the suspect thanks him. Says a Florida man arrested after admitting to police there was marijuana in his car trunk. Thanked them for finding his bong he lost for 7 years.
Nice.
So the sheriff stopped a car driven by Mark, what's his last name?
Fiasco,
that came up from a computer check as being previously involved in a drug case. Deputies searched the car and found 1 ounce of marijuana in the trunk and a bong inside a plastic shopping bag.
Nice.
Fiasco allegedly told deputies he had been looking for the $150 bong for 7 years and assumed the roommate had stolen it before the police found it. Fiasco has been charged with possession of controlled substance and possession with an intent to use and failure to change an address on his
person. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, all of that, and they find that. Damn, they really fucked him.
Could you imagine this guy? Yep. Thank you, sir. Oh, my God. I thought Travis fucking stole this shit.
Well, yeah, I guess he didn't get the bong back anyway.
Now I got to go apologize to Travis and shit. Thank you, though,
lost
officer.
Lost a friend for
you
that.
You cleared up some shit, because, you know, me and him, we almost came to blows because of that.
Hey, Dusty, when you guys went to Hawaii, did you guys flew over there, right?
Yes, we did.
And how was the sleeping arrangements there? Did you have to sleep on the plane?
Did I have to sleep? It's very uncomfortable, if that's what you're asking.
Well,
very fucking uncomfortable.
Maybe you should have went to New Zealand.
Nah, it doesn't have the same vibe as Hawaii.
Yeah, because you might have been able to join the Mile High Club if you did.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Got my ear.
Mile High Fun, airline to sell cuddle class seating.
What?
Economy air travel need no longer be referred to as cattle class, and passengers don't have to squeeze into tight seats. Beginning next year, money-conscious long-haul travelers can take cuddle class and book a row of seats that convert into a couch or a bed.
No.
They will be big enough to accommodate a couple or a family with a small child. And let's see. Proposed routes including long-haul flights between Los Angeles and Auckland and London and Auckland. So maybe you should have went from Los Angeles to London.
That's going to get a lot of people pregnant. Because I can't lay down next to my girl, feeling her ass rubbing next to me without wanting to, you know, stick it in. I'm like a fucking dog that way. But that's going to get a lot of people. That can get a lot of people in trouble, dude.
It says cuddle class seat configuration may present over amorous passengers with an opportunity to join the fabled Mile High Club. So it is of concern.
Well, yeah, you're sleeping, all of a sudden you just hear somebody next to you like, what the fuck?
now, Robert, I got to... Because you're I heard you earlier disputing what you want to be for Halloween you're going as Mario, but
right.
I think you should switch it up because I found the perfect costume for you.
What's that?
Apparently, the JetBlue flight attendant Steven Slater, the one who like got pissed a few months back and grabbed a beer and said "F you guys."
Oh,
or
that's
something.
Right.
Well, he has his own Halloween costume.
Really?
Yep.
Like the Snoopy?
It's new from Ricky's NYC, a costume giant and clearly modeled after former JetBlue flight attendant Steven Slater, who said hasta la vista, baby, to his job in August by grabbing beer and deploying the emergency slide at the gate after a particularly stressful flight. The costume, shirt, tie, and bandage for the head wound reported to have caused by feisty passengers' unwieldy carry-ons retails for $39.99. So I think you should reconsider what you're going to be for Halloween. I can see you being the feisty flight attendant.
Disgruntled flight attendant.
Yeah, from JetBlue. I think that's you.
Maybe not.
No. Because you've been known to throw hissy fits.
That's true.
This is bullshit. I'm out of here.
Fuck this shit, bitches. This sounds like me. It says, wife attack husband who comes home without vodka.
See, that'll learn him.
Because, you know, after you had a few, you want more.
Yep.
It says, a 33-year-old woman called her husband to say she was home alone and had drunk all the vodka. She then demanded that he bring home vodka. She told him to bring her more so she wouldn't have to drive to the store herself. Her husband did not bring home any vodka. When her husband came home, he took her keys away from her, at which point she took him to the ground and tried to get her keys.
Aye, aye, aye.
He told deputies she also struck him, scratched him, and kicked him in the groin. Reports the Daily News. She was charged with domestic battery.
Yeah.
Give me my vodka.
This is see.
Scottish Night of Vodka.
These are people who should not be allowed to procreate. No, they should not be allowed to procreate.
Hey, well,
I'm
at least
sorry,
she wasn't trying to drink and drive. There's a positive to that, okay?
That's true.
He should have bought her some fucking vodka home and had a wild time with her instead of being a fucking prude and taking her keys away, dumbass.
Oh, damn. Look how I like how Desi sides with the drunk bitch. No, I could just picture that happening, him coming home without vodka. And what do you think her first words were?
Not how was your day? Where's the vodka, bitch?
Where's the fucking vodka? How dare you come home without that shit?
Starts drinking Listerine.
See, living in a farm or living in a place like that and living in an apartment like I do is not too much different because you hear people fighting over shit too. It may not be vodka. It may be like a Colt 45 or, you know, a St. Ives special brew, but
it's
you hear shit
you
in apartments
fight,
too.
Though.
I know, I like watching that shit.
My neighbors fought like last week. The neighbor lady got like really drunk.
Uh-huh.
And started crying all this. I didn't know what happened. All I know is like
which one?
Oh, the one. I'm not going to say any names. I don't know if they listen. Downstairs, the neighbor downstairs.
Oh yeah, the neighbor downstairs. There you go. That eliminates everybody else in the fucking apartment.
Well, there's like three people downstairs.
Yeah,
I seriously doubt those people are listening to our show.
True that.
Like seriously,
I don't think they have a computer. But yeah, all I know is my friend messaged. She was picking me up. She texted me. She's like, "Why is there a girl crying in the front of your apartment?" So I'm like, "What?" And as I'm walking up, like the neighbor girl's right there crying, and like two people are holding her from the side. I'm like, "What happened? Are you okay?" And they're just like dragging her away. And I was gonna cry. I'm like, "I don't know what the fuck happened." And then later on, they told me, like, "Oh, she was really drunk." Because I thought she got her ass kicked by like the husband, or boyfriend, or something. I'm like, "Damn,
Dusty, I think your girlfriend got a ticket."
Robert, you're about to read the same news story we read on the last show.
Yeah,
really?
Yep.
Damn. How many 82-year-old women have been given tickets in the last week
for 110
for 110 miles an hour?
Yeah.
unless there's a conspiracy going on or something.
Let's see. I don't have a news story.
Here, I have. Here, how about you read this one right here? That's why I came prepared for you, pal.
Now it's 2000 and late, huh?
I came prepared for you, pal.
Let's see. New York judge lets widow access dead husband's sperm. I was going to read that one. I was actually looking at it.
See?
A judge has given a New York City woman permission to harvest sperm from the body of her dead husband. A Manhattan woman appealed the court to allow a procedure after her spouse was killed, after he killed himself on Monday. Damn.
Oh, shit.
She said she doesn't want his death to stand in the way of their desire to start a family. Obviously, he didn't really want to start
a
family.
With
Yeah.
The request was not unique. Another New York woman made a similar appeal last year. But this petition had an added twist. The widow said if the procedure was successful, she wouldn't be carrying the baby herself.
Oh, these people
the sperm
weird.
Would be given to her a surrogate who is a family friend.
Can you grow my dead husband's baby?
Please.
That killed
doctors
himself?
Say the odds of a success are long because of the amount of time that has passed since the man's death.
Something tells me that the wantiness of having a child in this guy's head
I think the problem with that was, if I read correctly earlier, was that he's been dead for 36 days, and that's when they harvested his sperm.
36 days?
Been dead for 36 days.
Oh, really? Okay, so she just came out with this story. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. See?
You can Something still, like that.
So
that's gross.
How do they get it out of him? Jerk him off? I'm not being...
I'm pretty sure they cut him open because he's fucking dead already.
Okay. Removed it from the glands.
Oh, okay, from his sperm.
From the vas deferens.
I don't think they have to put him to sleep and, you know.
Robert went to class on that day. Huh? We're talking about balls today. I'm there.
Oh, hell yeah.
To give the dead guy a few fucking
tube.
Playboy magazine.
That's the one they cut when you want to get a vasectomy.
There you go.
It is real.
And
check it out.
My friend got a vasectomy, and I just remember seeing him the next day, and he looked like he was in so much pain. But I give him props for that shit. I wish more people would get vasectomies. This country is overpopulated with dumbasses, and they're infringing. They're coming into my bubble, and I don't like all the dumbasses.
Hey, question: if you get one of those, do you still come?
Yes.
What?
Wait. Yeah.
If you get a you still come, definitely. Oh yeah.
But
there's just nothing inside
get...
of it that it's like smoking weed, but it's not getting you high, basically.
So why
you
don't
still
you
feel
one?
It? It's good, huh?
So why don't you get one?
I may. You know what? Hey, I would have got one at 13.
Wait, really? Does cum actually come out?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But doesn't that get you pregnant?
No, there's something inside of the cum. It takes out whatever that is. Wait, hold on. Here's another gay guy to explain.
Well, no, what it is, it takes out the actual sperm itself isn't inside of it, but like there's the lubrication. Have you noticed like there's like whiteness and like jizz and stuff?
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, like the cream around that, that's mostly what comes out. So there's still a thickness and juice to it, but there isn't anything else.
There's your one-on-one.
There you go. See, they both showed up on those days, these motherfuckers.
I know. Damn.
You're probably absent on that day, Robert. He was.
Yeah.
So I don't know. On that note, let's let's. All right, so Halloween being right around the corner,
just a few weeks away, actually.
Yep, one more like 2 weeks. Oh, literally less than that, dude. Like seriously,
it's the 17th.
Yeah, yeah.
Today's the 17th.
Today's the 17th.
No fucking
way. So now we have to post this soon.
What? But they know we pre-record.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they know we're not fooling anybody. So I mean, don't say anything, dude. We're live. All the whenever you pop it in, we're live. Then
nothing is edited
ever. No, nothing's edited. Everything.
Unless you actually hear a beep and maybe part of the earlier show.
That's because we didn't want you to hear someone's name someone slipped out by accident when talking shit on air. Uh-oh.
So something that's always kind of creeped me out because I'm kind of a control freak and the fact that I can't control this really, really bothers me and it's bothered me in life. But dreams, like when I'm asleep and I'm vulnerable to my mind taking over, kind of freaks me out, dude.
I had a dream I was running away from the cops with this girl that I think she's hot, but I've never met her. But in the dream, like, for some reason, these rent-a-cops are trying to, like, stop us from doing something. And I'm like, fuck you guys. You guys are rent-a-cops. I'm like, let's go, bitch. We start running. And, like, we get into, like, this person's house that's kind of, like, outside, but then it's, like, set up, like, a living room.
Uh-huh.
And we're just chilling in, like, some random person's house hiding from the rent-a-cops.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was fucking stupid.
That's weird, right?
And then as we walk out, we see the like we take off running again, and like I see the cops like jacking other people. I'm like, no, walk, walk, walk. So you know, just like act normal. Like let's not run because then we look suspicious. Is that weird?
Yeah.
And then my dream this morning or last night, I was walking on water, and there was like all these colorful fish underneath me, and we're trying to catch them.
Oh.
It was so crazy. I didn't remember until mom was watching. No, I didn't remember until mom was watching.
Fever?
Let me finish my sentence. I only remember because mom started watching the Discovery Channel with animals and fish, and all of a sudden I remembered that dream. Because you know you can't really remember dreams ever.
Sometimes. Well, I can hardly ever remember
that. You can hardly remember them. But like little things that you'll see throughout the day will remind you, oh, fuck, I dreamt
of that. Exactly, exactly.
Then that's how I remembered that dream this
morning. Yep, exactly. It could be at like 12:39 p.m. But, and you're like, oh, shit, I had a dream about last night I was swimming.
Yeah. Like I've always had the similar dream. I don't know what it means, but my teeth falling out, but that's in different ways. In different ways. I constantly have it.
Before you got here, not to cut you off, but that's exactly we were talking about that being a common dream. One of the most common dreams
that's
is
mine.
You pull it because I have the same dream over and over through my life.
Because I heard it meant something like you regret something you said.
That's
why your teeth are falling out. It's like, sorry. I fucked up.
I know, right?
And I have a big ass fucking mouth, so like,
look,
I have
here
a
it is right here.
Regret.
Okay, since that, let's start with that one because that's one that's really been bothering me. That was the one I wanted to get down to the middle of because I'll bite into something and it's not like it hurts. There's no blood or anything, but I'll bite into an apple or something and I'll pull out and I'm like, damn, my tooth is right there. Or I'll just be sitting at my desk or something and I'll just like move my tooth and then
all of a sudden just comes out.
And I'll look at it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like literally was looking in the mirror once and I looked at my teeth. And all of a sudden, they just all started falling out. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God!
Okay,
veneers! Look,
I found the meaning of this, and I didn't want to read it till we were on the show because I want to find out myself. It says, okay, it starts off, it says, you feel something hard rolling around in your mouth and spit it out, only to discover it is one of your own teeth. Or you look in the mirror, and your teeth are all missing. Have you had this dream? This dream is apparently very common. My interpretation of this dream would be that you are feeling that things are decaying or falling apart in your life. This must have been since I was six. Shit, I was a fucking depressed kid.
Yeah, well, I guess I feel like that all the time. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it says, a bit of advice. If you look in the mirror while you're awake and your teeth suddenly disappear before your eyes, you're probably just on a bad acid trip.
Fuckers. Okay. I had that one, but it was not on anything. Yeah.
No, I believe you, because that is a common one, dude. And I've talked to other people, and I think a couple of other people that are in the house right now have also said that was one dream that they commonly had. And that's so weird that two different parts of the world. You and I never probably would have met each other unless it was for this show, but we have the same dream.
Oh, yeah. Constantly, constantly have that dream.
That's a
trip. Different ways of my teeth falling out, and it's like horrible because I wake up like, oh my God, are they still there?
Yeah,
my front tooth still
for
there?
For the first few seconds, it kind of creeps you out, right?
I would not walk out of the house.
Have you ever had those dreams where you wake up and you think you have something that you were dreaming about?
Like what?
Like money.
Like two Asian chicks?
I woken up, thought I had a bunch of money. I thought because I had found a wad of money in my dream, and I wake up thinking, yeah, I got all this money, and then I realized, oh, it was a dream, fucking dumbass.
I hate that shit. I know, I hate waking up.
I think one time I dreamt I had some kind of game console in my hand or something like that, and I woke up and I thought I had it still.
There was a graham cracker like floating over my head Nintendo once, and I reached Wii or to grab like it, and I woke up at the same time, and it wasn't there, and I was like, oh, that tastes so good.
No, I hate waking up, because for the first like few seconds when you're awake, you're like, oh, shit, that was real. Ooh, that was real. Oh,
okay,
shit.
Have you had night terrors before?
What's that?
A night terror?
I mean, I've heard the term. But I don't know. It's apparently scarier than nightmares.
Oh, hell yes, because it feels real. I used to get them a lot when I was younger. I hadn't had one in a good while. But basically, it's kind of like you're half asleep, but you're kind of like, I mean, well, you're half asleep. You're like awake, but then you're right. Sleeping. And like your eyes are open, but all of a sudden, like you get this intense fear all over your body. Like you just feel like something really, really bad's going to happen. And you just go completely like paralyzed. Like you can't move. And just kind of like looking around the room and shit and...
Yeah.
Does anyone ever?
I've never had one. Our mom said she has before.
That's the shit that freaks me out because
I've had them. Constantly.
You don't have control. Dude.
You don't. You feel like you're fighting it. Like literally, you're like this fighting in your own head, and then you break away. I've had it constantly, like three or four times in one night, and I started crying. Literally, sat up
Are you
crying.
Serious?
I was younger.
Okay.
Crying.
Okay.
I was probably like I would say like 15, and I started crying. I went to my mom's room and like you know I couldn't sleep. I was afraid to go back to sleep, and the only thing that took it away is I'd pray. Seriously,
really?
I would pray.
Who did
and they
you pray
would go,
to?
God.
Okay, no, like,
fucking Allah. I want to make sure. Yeah.
That's what I would say. Was you bending over on a carpet?
No,
like?
I would just start. I would just literally sure. like, pray to God and be like, "Can you like, I want to sleep. Please take this away, or whatever." And it would go away, you know, and it would stop. So that's kind of weird because it feels evil. So I pray and it goes away.
The only dreams I've had anything like that is when I'm dreaming and I am in trouble, but I can't move. Like, I can't run away.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Or anything like that.
That's a good one, dude.
Oh, when you I had this one where someone threw a ball
or
at me.
Or scream.
That's another one. We were talking about that. That's a very common dream.
I think I saw on some kind of Discovery show or something about dreams, is the reason that one happens is because when you're sleeping, you're not opening your mouth. You're not moving your legs or anything like that because you're asleep. Your body's asleep. So in your head, you're trying to do that stuff, but your body's not connecting it. And so you, in your head, you think you can't do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a true thing because that's one that freaks me out too. Because like I'll be like somebody will be down the street in my dream or something. I'll be like I try to tell them, hey John, make sure you get the whatever.
It's scary when you're trying to run away from something.
Yeah. I hate that shit.
No,
dude.
I had a dream. Someone was at the bottom of the stairs and they threw a tennis ball up at me and I went to jump to catch it. And as I jumped, it kept going up and up and up. And I was like,
the falling dream.
That's a popular one too. That's a very
that one scares the shit out of me.
Yes, yeah, see, I've never. That's one that I've never really
I've only
experienced.
Had it a couple
I have those
of times.
All the time. I have them all the
I've
time.
I've only had it a couple of times, and it's so trippy.
Because you wake up and your heart
I think
jumps.
I got thrown off a cliff once.
Uh-huh. See, that's weird. I've
or
never
I
had
fell
that
off
one.
Of a cliff.
Uh huh.
And I can seriously remember falling, and then you went right before you hit the floor. You wake up in bed, and to me. It feels like you kind of hit the bed and then raise up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
When you wake up, you know, it's like it's just a total shock.
And your heart like jumps. You wake up, and your heart's like pounding. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't like that shit. And there's an explanation for that. Apparently, that means that you feel out of control. That's
well, you have no control when you're falling.
Yeah.
It's only happened a couple times. I think once when I was a kid, and then maybe a couple times when I was a teenager.
I have that dream all the time. Damn, I'm all fucked up. Shit.
The one that I have is the total opposite, but I'm able to fly. And I've talked to other people, and this is a very popular dream also.
I've never been able to fly.
Yeah, see, it's not like a scary thing. It's like, okay, I'll be walking, and for some reason, I'll just want to skip. Just picture me skipping down the street, and I'll skip, and the next thing I know, I'm gliding in the air.
I'm probably going to go to bed and have some weird-ass dreams tonight.
I know, right? See, this shit freaks me out because I hate being out of control. But I'm up there flying, and I'm looking down, and I'm peaceful, but it's still like kind of like, oh, shit, I'm fucking flying. But it feels normal, but... it's weird, dude. And let's see what this one says about flying. It says, dreams about flying express feelings about freedom. Oh, hey, I feel free. I am half black. I checked with the experts online, and their interpretations matched his. This is somebody who's given their, you know, their
opinion.
Conception. Yeah, exactly, on what dreams are. But, yeah, freedom sounds like a real thing, dude, because I feel it's like a sense of freedom. Even though you're scared, you're like, oh, shit. It's like, okay, it's like a bird when he gets let out of a cage. He's like, oh, I'm free. Oh, this is cool. Okay, shit, but what do I do? Oh, shit.
Fly
okay.
away.
Yeah, but what? Okay, where do I go? I've been used to, you know, getting seeds and water and everything, you know. So I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with that. But that's always been one that really fucking freaks me out, dude. Really.
I had one that the sun was falling on me.
The sun was falling on you?
Yeah, I was on, like, the balcony of, like, an old apartment building, like, when I was younger. And all of a sudden, the sun just getting closer and closer and closer. And we're like, ah, like me and really? Someone else are just like, you know, bending down, like screaming in the dream. Well, not really, but trying to scream. And the sun just was coming closer and closer and closer.
Yeah.
But I've had one night I had four dreams in a row. Two alien, two ghosts, literally.
What?
Yes. One was an alien, like, I was outside on the same balcony that the sun was falling on me at. And I look up to the sky and there's a fucking spaceship, like a little spaceship right there. And I can see the fucking alien's face like in the glass looking at me.
See, that those are the ones that freak me out, dude.
That one and then another one just seeing the ship or whatever. Ship got closer this time. And then I saw it a little closer. That was the second dream. And then I had a dream with the ghost where I was playing with my little sister. She was a baby at the time in diapers and she was on the outside of the window and I was on the inside. No, I'm sorry. I was on the outside. She was on the inside. And I'm playing with her, da-da-da, and then I look behind her. There's a ghost, like a white figure sitting on the fucking chair behind her.
No,
and I
dude.
Fucking freeze up in the dream, and I'm trying to, like, you know, I wanted to do something. No. But I froze up. I got so scared. I froze up in the dream and fell over.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's...
Like, I got scared. And then the other one, I think can't really remember it. I can't remember it too well. But that same night I had a night terror. Yeah, four dreams and a night terror. Like, I woke up and something had put all this pressure on my head. I couldn't move my head, but I felt really scared.
What?
And I was awake. I was like, my eyes were looking around, and I was trying to lift my head, and there was pressure, like, pushing me down. It was weird.
Yeah, see, I don't like that shit, dude.
And I wasn't on drugs then. I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'll take a rain check on those.
Yeah, so will I.
But have you ever had those dreams where you're having a dream, and then it's kind of... Everything kind of blends together, but nothing
makes
sense to the last dream.
All of my dreams are like that. Nothing fucking makes sense. Something is off. For some reason, I'm at my aunt's house, but it's my grandfather's house.
But everything makes sense in the dream at the time, but afterward, you think about it.
Yeah, you're like, why was I there?
Do you know you can't read in your dream?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Because the reading part of your brain is on the opposite side of where you dream.
That's very cool. I think I saw that. I was watching this movie. It's a
I saw that on Batman.
Oh, really? No shit. Mm-hmm. It was a movie called Waking Life, and it was a weird movie. It's a real good movie. I'll definitely suggest it to everybody, but it basically talks about your dreams and interpretations, and it talks about that specifically.
It was a Batman cartoon.
Yeah, and how you can't... If you try this, guys, try this. When you guys are... You can never turn a light switch on or off in your dream. That's another one. Yeah, that's another one. You can never turn...
It's so weird how you can't do certain things.
And your
dreams.
Clock will never have the right... It'll never have, like... It'll always be a weird time. It's never going to be, like, 12... 23
Do you ever wonder why? It's like, why do we have dreams? Like, all of a sudden, it's just like our subconscious mind has weird, odd thoughts, and it's just like you're on this. It's like you're on an acid trip, but you're not really on drugs. You're just sleeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had one. I had my very first like sex dream, I guess, in a way, with Katy Perry, dude. Yeah, but in the whole dream, I think it had meaning in some way because it was when I was fighting with Saggy Waggy.
Uh-huh.
It was when we, all, you know, the whole breakup happened.
Uh-huh.
And in the dream, like, I'm messing around with Katy Perry. And then Saggy Waggy comes into the room and demands me to go to her. And I get up and I leave Katy Perry to go to fucking Saggy Waggy.
Oh, hell no. That's a nightmare, dude.
I need to get a slap or a punch.
I know, but it was like telling me in my dream, you stupid ass, you've let her take away so much, you know, because in the dream, like, maybe, you know.
She took away Katy Perry's.
Took away Katy Perry from me. I had her big old boobs in my face. I was like, whoa, I'm touching her boobs.
See, dreams do mean something, dude. And that's, because our mind doesn't just automatically shut off when we go to sleep. Our shit, it's still going. And according to a lot of people who study this shit, you can actually control where your dreams go and how to where it's just like me and you are talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally control your dreams just like that.
I've had dreams where I think I control my dreams.
I have dreams where I'm like, okay, I know this is a dream, so oh cool, I can do this.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh okay, here, add
but
one
I really
more.
Can't.
Yeah,
sometimes like in my head, you know, while I'm dreaming, I think I'm making things happen.
Uh-huh.
But you probably really not.
Yeah,
but in my head, I'm like, this is just a dream.
Yeah,
I'm going to walk right now.
But it's so
I'm walking. That's right.
But it's so weird to like to some of the stuff you dream is like something you never even thought about. Sometimes, sometimes the stuff you have thought about. But other times it's stuff you haven't, like me, like I said earlier, walking on water with colorful fish underneath my feet.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
the
that's
fuck?
Kinda weird.
I never even thought about that.
You should get that checked out.
Yeah, and then we're all trying to catch him, and I'm walking on water. It was like, I'm in the dream, I remember being hesitant, like, we can do this?
I think that's
and then
a
once
God
I did,
complex.
I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
I think she might have some kind of
Jesus. You think
you're
God, Desi?
No. Well, it was just, we were trying to catch these colorful fish, and everybody was walking on water, so I joined them. You know, it's like that because I was hesitant for a second. Like I knew, what, like in the dream, I knew I couldn't walk on water. But like when I did it, it was like, oh, cool! So I was sitting there, you know, splashing around trying to grab colorful fish, like bright yellow and orange and blue, like crazy fucking colors.
All right, there's Jesus,
Jesus, your new nickname is Jesus.
Why? Because
Jesus walked on water.
Oh,
that was slow. That was one of his big deals. Remember that and
one of his miracles.
Or something. Turning water into vodka or
feeding no, that was thousands God. Of people oh, yeah. with bread and water. I mean, wine.
All right. Michael said, in my weirdest dream, I will be naked and everybody else is dressed.
Jackson?
Have you ever?
No, never had that dream.
Me neither.
Which
it's not one?
One.
The where, one where you're naked, but everybody else is dressed.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, never have either. I don't know what the significance to that is. I just never now. I mean, if I was naked in my dream, I'd be like, where's the party, motherfucker?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I have had that dream.
You have?
But not, but
you
I
sure
was,
it was a dream
was,
or it just wasn't a Saturday?
No, it wasn't a Saturday. No, I was at school and for some reason I was naked, but everybody else wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And I remember trying to hide from everyone. And I remember seeing like some friends in the bleachers and I was like freaking out. Like, how
really?
The fuck did I get naked? You know, like, where are my clothes? Like, how did I walk? No, basically in the dream, I went to school naked. I forgot to get dressed.
Okay. I've heard that's a common one where people who have an important meeting the next day and they go to their meeting naked for some reason. They don't go dressed. Like, it's those things that are off. Like, he thought it was normal to walk outside of my house naked in your dream. But while we're sitting here, it sounds fucking weird to us.
Right.
It's that whole, oh, man, that's just interesting. I don't know. There's other ones where people feel like they're trapped. Do you guys ever get those dreams where you feel like you're trapped?
No.
I don't either. Yeah, I've never been a trapped guy. I'm always more, apparently I'm more of a freedom guy. That's my thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've been trapped.
Yeah, nah.
I don't know, I can't think of any.
Yeah,
dreams are hard to remember.
Yeah, they are really hard
that's
to remember.
That's the thing, you only remember them for like the first 5 seconds.
And then you forget, that's
there,
weird.
There are some dreams that you remember.
Like my alien one and ghost one that I remember from years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because they stuck in my mind. They scared the fucking shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's weird. Okay, they did a test with 5,000 people, a big dream study, and they kind of broke down the percentage of what people's dreams were about. And by far, with 32% out of 100%, it was being chased or being attacked.
I had being chased.
Yeah,
I
get being chased too.
That's one where it's
all
hard
the time.
To run.
I get chased all the fucking time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You're running and you can't run. It's fucking it's so frustrating because you're trying so hard and you're not.
Yeah.
It's true. And there's always, oh man, this is so weird even now that I'm saying it because I probably had it over the last couple of days. This is the one I always have, but I'm chasing and there's doors and then I'm running through tunnels, but it's always the same door, always the same tunnels. It's always the same house. I'm underground. It's so weird.
I never have recurring dreams.
Really, you don't? Uh-huh. Really? See, that's the thing.
No, I've had a dream that I had before.
Really?
Because it was like a deja vu when I woke up. I was like, that was weird.
Yeah. See, I have those all the fucking time. And you never had that, Rob? Or you just don't think? Because I think we remember like 2% of the shit. Did you know that? We literally remember like 2% of our dreams.
Yeah, we don't even remember.
98% of the stuff, we don't even know what's going on. So you may have, but according to your, like, you don't remember like having a dream over and over again. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had dreams where one time I cut off my sister's head.
Ah, love your sister.
Thanks.
And admit, not you.
Crystal?
Yeah. And it made me cry when I woke up. I felt bad. And
bad
then I had a dream my mom died.
Really? See, I've never had a death
dream.
Oh,
you know what? I did have a dream. Huh. I think I was crying really bad. I forgot why. But I woke up crying. Like, I was so, like, and I felt so sad when I woke up. And in the dream, I was just crying my ass off.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't remember what the fuck the reason
I
was.
I think
it was
I
with
have,
somebody, but I just could not stop
now
crying.
That you say that, Desi, I think I've had that same dream also, like a weird dream where like I'm crying for some reason.
Yeah, you wake up crying and you don't know why you're crying
so much.
That's
so true, dude. And yeah, that's very funny now that you said that, because I didn't remember until you just said that right now.
Yeah, I woke up crying from the one when my mom died.
Yeah, I would think, yeah, that because for a few
really
seconds
like
after,
really crying, like I woke up and I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I believe you.
It made me cry when I woke up thinking about it, back on it.
That's weird, dude. See, dreams.
It was just
nuts.
A dream.
Yeah, dreams are fucking crazy, man. 7%. See, it goes from 32% of people have dreams of being chased and attacked, and it goes all the way down to 7% of people have falling or drowning. Another 7% being trapped. 6% have a dream of their partner leaving them. That one's interesting. I don't think I've ever had that one.
Me either.
No. I've never
had a partner before.
I've had one of catching my partner cheating on me.
Did you really?
Right in front of
really?
Me.
Really? Interesting. Okay, no. Now I want to hear that because I think I have a similar one also.
Yeah, like I came into my house and my ex-boyfriend was on the couch with another girl and he kissed her and I'm like right there and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
damn, right in front of me.
But it was like, but in the dream it was like no big deal. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But
mine
I'm looking
no
at him like,
either.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
And he's acting nonchalant like he did nothing wrong and I'm flipping out like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's so true, dude, because I think I had a dream and I literally and it wasn't a, believe me, it wasn't a wet dream. It was more like, fuck, when I woke up, I was like, oh, hell no. But I think I had a dream of Denise was having sex with somebody else, and I was like, cool. I think I opened the door and she was doing it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I closed the door or something like that and walked out. But then when I woke up, I think I was pissed at her for like an hour after, like, because I was like, hold on, wait, fuck that shit.
You pissed me off my dreams last night, bitch.
Exactly, dude.
My mom has come downstairs from bed in the morning and fucking kicked me because she got mad at me and something I did in her dream.
That's great. That's what I wanted. I wanted to kick Denise when I woke up because I was like, you motherfucker. But I was cool with it. It's so weird how something is just off. I don't know. But partner leaving them, never had that one. Number six, 6% of people also said being injured or ill. I don't think I've ever had an injured or ill one. No.
I don't ever been really hurt in any dreams.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think I've. Have I ever been hurt? Let me think. No, I don't think I have. Now that you say hurt, though, it reminds me of another dream that I have, and I'm getting into a fight, and I'm swinging my arms, and I can't hit the person. Slow motion.
Same thing about the same concept with the running thing. How you're asleep and your arms aren't really moving, so
your brain
doesn't connect to.
Have you ever fallen asleep on your arm and in your dream, like,
yes,
you can't move it?
Yes.
I've woken up and my arm is so dead.
Oh,
I was
like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I've fallen asleep on my arm.
Yeah.
My arm is dead, and in my dream, my arm hurts like crazy.
Oh, yeah, really?
Like,
okay.
What the fuck's
and then I wake up and one time it went so dead. Like I had to pick it up. To move it.
See, that's how our dreams are.
Like, it
dude.
Did not
that's
move
weird.
It on. I was
that's
like,
funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're like, it's true.
It's like when you're half asleep and you're like, oh God.
Exactly.
Waiting for the blood to rush back to your fingers.
I know you're all shaking.
or have you ever had the dreams where you're like, a knock on the door, ring of the telephone or something incorporates itself into your dream?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I
definitely.
Did once? I fell asleep on my foot. And when I didn't realize my foot was had fallen asleep, so when I got up off the couch, I fell. I got up and fell, and then I was alone. Luckily, nobody looked at me, and then I got up again, and I fell again. I literally laid, I was like, I can't get up. I started shaking my leg, like, oh, nope, lucky nobody, like, fucking saw me, you know? Like, shit.
Yeah, no, it's just creepy because personally, I don't know. Do you guys still get wet dreams?
No.
I don't either.
I've never had a wet
dream.
Like
don't.
I said, I've only
really
had
don't.
One sex dream.
I was going somewhere.
I had one dream back when I was probably 12 or 13 or something, when I started masturbating and stuff started coming out.
Uh-huh.
I had a dream that I was doing it once, and stuff started coming out, and it didn't stop.
Damn.
It just kept
that's
going.
Oh, what?
It just kept going.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a bad God playing a trick
I
on
had
you,
a
dude.
Dream. I had a dream twice that I was going
like
to
a fucking fountain.
Going to the restroom. I went to go pee in my dream. I pissed Aggie's bed twice.
You really?
I woke up and I was like, why am I wet? And I looked at her and I'm like, why are you wet?
As
and
an
she
adult.
Was wet. I was an adult with a teenager.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, did you pee? And then I touch it. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I had my dream.
Desi, there's something to that. You may, like Robert suggested earlier, you may want to check out a site.
This was years ago and it happened. Only twice. In her bed. sucks for her because she had to flip the bed the first time, and then when I pissed the second time, she was all pissed. She's like, "You already fucking pissed on the other side."
Oh,
I was
no.
like, "I'm sorry, like, dude, I was sleepy. It's not like I want to piss." She woke up all fucking wet on the side.
No, no.
Hey, one of my ex boyfriends pissed on my bed once too.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, he fucking. I woke up and I'm all wet on the side. I thought it was me again. I'm like, "Oh no!"
Oh no!
Realize it's fucking him. He was so embarrassed. I had to wet, like, wash my bed and lay it outside the next day. And then after that, every time he slept over, I put plastic lining on the bed and then covered
bad.
It. Me.
No.
So like it was like.
What no, you did
I
not. Did,
yeah,
dude.
I didn't want him to piss on my bed again.
Wow.
It was a drunk thing.
Oh, it had to be because.
Yeah, it was.
No, because we all sit in the middle of the night. Like we wake up in the middle of the night. We have to piss so bad, and we think to ourselves, "Do I really, 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 really need to get up right now?" But then eventually we have to get up, and that's the worst part. I wish I could just sleep through the fucking night. But no, there's no sleeping through the
night. Not anymore. I can sleep through the night.
You can, really?
Yeah.
See, I have to wake up at least once. There's once, maybe even if it's 5:30 a.m.
I hate getting up in the middle of the night.
I know. Oh, so do I, dog. So,
I don't wake up.
Very rarely really? Do I
see,
even
that's why
get
you piss
up.
In the bed.
Probably.
Very rarely do I even get up to get something to drink.
Really,
I'm
really.
Too scared of the dark. I remember being little, like I had it like everything like mapped out, like where the light switch was. Like I would flip this one on, flip that one on, flip
that's
that one, then
funny,
to get my
dude.
Destination, and then as I left, flip, 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 run down the stairs. And as I'm running, I'm thinking something's behind me, so my heart starts beating faster. I'm stupid. My fucking mind.
Oh
my
see, goodness. Our mind runs fucking wild. Let's see what things like Freddy Krueger and shit like that did to us, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really just watching those fucking movies just really
Chucky.
Got us. Yeah, exactly.
All the ghosts and shit. Now, like, seriously, now mom thinks there's a ghost in our apartment.
Really?
Oh, and I'm like, you guys are fucking tripping.
Why?
Because she hears whispering in her ear and people walking in the living room. I'm like, it's an apartment building.
Exactly.
John
you're probably
in.
Hearing the TV downstairs and
John.
The fucking...
walks in and out of that place at all hours of the night.
I know, but I'm like, mom, there's nothing here because I don't feel anything here. I haven't had any encounters. Remember the other house? Yeah, there was something there, but this house, I'm like, you're tripping. You're on drugs. I don't know what the fuck you're smoking.
Whatever it is, pass it this
exactly.
way.
There's nothing here, by the way.
But
as far
have
as
you guys,
I can tell.
But have you guys ever like watched this creepy ass scary movie and just couldn't fall asleep? Because like, you know what did it for me? And I can't even lie, because 99% of the movie sucked, but it was 1% of the movie that really fucked with me. It was Paranormal Activity.
Kind of.
I watched the whole thing. I'm like, this is bullshit.
A little bit.
Bullshit.
A little
as soon
bit
as that motherfucker, as soon as that motherfucker pulled him out of the bed, I said, God damn. I said, oh, shit.
A little bit because of all the stuff that happened while the guy was just laying there asleep.
Yeah. See, I was
on. And the creepy wife was just standing there staring at him
staring.
For hours.
That was fucking creepy.
That was creepy.
That was another thing I was afraid to.
Well, they got like part two coming out now.
I know. That's just dumb.
Yeah. I'm like, nah.
That's just dumb.
That's like Blair Witch 2.
The first
no
time
thanks.
It was like, oh, maybe this actually happened. But now we really know.
Now we know what's
but
up.
But I just like kind of, I like it more for the effects of like how they do each scene. You know, like with the baby now, like they have the baby sign. It's just creepy, you know, like go really high and then you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, shit, if you can make 8 saws, fucking aren't they on
that's
Saw
true.
Like 38 or
hey,
something
but you
like
know
that?
What? I like Saw.
They're going to be like, just as bad as the now, this is now music or CDs.
Oh, God, a Rocky 6?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Really, people?
It's like, come on,
really,
dude. Rocky's 53 and still fucking up 20-year-olds.
I've gone into debates with guys over this, like, no, that's the best movie ever. And I'm like, are you serious?
Like
he
no,
wins, he
not,
loses,
dude.
He wins, he loses, he fucking runs up some stairs, blah, 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 whatever.
Did
seriously?
He do that in the last one, too?
I'm like, every storyline was exactly the same except slightly changed.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, I think.
I'm gonna win, everybody.
You do kind of a good Rocky. Do that again.
I'm gonna win.
Never mind.
I couldn't do it again.
Work on it.
Sorry. It was in the moment. Felt like Sylvester Stallone for a minute.
So I don't know, man. It's just this whole not being able to, because there's a way to do it. They say, like I said earlier, there's a way to be able to control step by step, and that's how I want to know. I want to be able to do that. If I was able to do that, I think. Everything else in life would fall into place.
I have some
bomb
ass dreams that I could actually control them.
I know. Think about that shit. What would your ultimate dream be?
Probably to fly and have superpowers.
Really?
He just wants to be fucking Superman. Look at the fucking memorabilia up there.
I know. Ain't nothing wrong with
look
that.
Look at his car. It's got logos.
We
Superman.
All want to fly. That would be a good dream. Like,
come
okay,
on,
if you could,
he does everything.
If you could fly, what's the first thing you would do?
Fly to another country.
Really? Which one?
I don't know.
Thailand ladyboys?
Europe.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No ladyboys for
I know,
me.
Yeah, nah. It's not your thing.
No.
Nope. Screw that. I'm going to Hawaii or some island or some shit.
I'd go to Europe.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just fly. That'd be dope. What about you, Desi? If you could have any dream like come true that you dreamt of, what would it be?
To read everyone's thoughts.
That's a good one. Ooh, I think
you'd
rather
like that one.
Yeah, that's true. You would be shunned off to the world. You would, yeah. That would be a
nobody
gift and a curse.
Nobody would want to be around you.
No, but they, yeah. I wouldn't want them to know that I knew how to.
Ooh, I don't even think I'd want to know everybody's thoughts when it comes down to it.
That one never goes well on TV and movies. Mm-mm,
no, nah. I don't.
Hey, okay, but it'd be interesting to be able to turn it off and on.
If you could.
If you could turn it off and on, it'd be cool because when you needed it, you can use it. But don't be on like constantly where you're like, fuck, shut the fuck up. I don't want to know that. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Not like I've seen too many shows where people just can't control it and they go crazy because they hear everybody's thoughts.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, turn that shit off.
So if you had the ideal power to read minds when you wanted to,
gotcha.
On who you wanted to.
Gotcha. There you go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Be more specific.
That's a good one.
Specific, you mean.
That's
not Pacific, specific.
I'm joking.
He was speaking Ebonics. He went to Ebonics school.
Yeah, be Pacific.
Pacific. I live in the Pacific. I'm being Pacific. Nah, I don't think I'd like that power. I gotta say, if I had the ultimate,
I really wouldn't want to know everything somebody's thinking about me.
My ultimate dream would probably be it would be to be invisible. I think I want to be invisible.
You just want to go look at women naked.
Jesus, is that all you
see me as? I'm sorry.
Look at 114-year-olds.
Okay, then where would the first place go? Where would the first place be that you'd go?
Probably to a dressing room. Thank
exactly.
You, okay, so screw you guys.
Of course.
All right? I was not going there so you guys can prove a point on me. I was saying I want to be invisible. I'm just playing.
It would be kind of cool to kind of just walk into random places and just observe people.
Yeah.
But you know, being invisible has its downfalls too.
That
because
too,
if you're invisible,
you hear what everybody's saying about you.
That too. But if you wanted to go rob a store or something.
Uh huh.
If you pick something up, it's going to be floating
in the
air.
We've seen it in the cartoons. Tom and Jerry tried it. It didn't work.
So don't pick it up. Kick it.
Because apparently there's flour.
Kick it on the floor. Like, don't just drag it across the floor.
Apparently
like,
everywhere you go, they have flour. They have baking flour. And if you walk in the baking flour, you can see the trots. So don't even try it, okay?
Well, we saw it on Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, exactly. There's always a fire
shower
extinguisher.
Shower steam.
Can you imagine? Oh shit, you can see me already. You're all running away.
Don't look at my genitals.
So yeah, it would have to be invisible, but like you said, you can hear people talking shit about you, and I don't know if I'd be too cool
damn,
with that.
Damn, you guys are so afraid of criticism.
That's the truth. Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, it's just...
I think we all are when it comes down to it. We don't want to know.
But we all know the
just
truth.
Just think about it. You know what you think about other people in your head.
There you go.
But they can't hear you.
I'm so glad most people in my life don't know what I really want to tell.
Exactly.
See?
So, I mean, you wouldn't really want to know what somebody's thinking about.
Know.
Like, for real.
Yeah, while you're having sex with somebody. Oh, this motherfucker's boring. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Is this cat almost done yet?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Oh, this year. Shit. Oh, you're Mandingo. Oh, yes. That's the shit.
Yeah, a lot of my friends wouldn't be my friends if they knew what half the thoughts went through my mind.
See, it has its downfalls.
And you wouldn't have any friends either. He's like, you bitch.
I'm like, what? I care. I mean, I love you, but it's just God.
Stop thinking shit about
it. It's not like you don't think bad thoughts of me.
Yep.
Everyone has.
But you got the power, bitch. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's fine if you hate me or hate that about me.
So yeah, I guess we should probably wrap this up because this whole dream thing is kind of creeping me out, to be honest with you.
I know, I gotta go to bed soon.
Yeah, and I'm a 32-year-old 200-pound guy, but dreams really creep me out. So we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Sweet dreams, people.
Check us out at podtalkers.com,
airfm.com,
podtalkers@gmail.com,
and email us and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, rate us on iTunes. Give us ratings.
Yes, please, por favor.
Add us on Facebook.
And have good dreams, motherfuckers. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.